Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Well, 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 good evening, folks. Good evening, good evening, good evening. As my man, Mr. Keith Wright, said, he's making smart cool. That's how he do it. He's making smart cool. And I'm telling you, folks, oh, if we can get our children to understand that and live by that motto, I think we'll be on to something. I think we'll be on to something. And those that are currently living by that motto, hey, my hat's off. Kudos to them. I'm proud of them. And more importantly, I'm just proud to say that I know you that know them. That's just the way I'm going to put that. It's the way I'm going to put that because of the simple fact that many of our children miss out on that little piece and the understanding of that piece and the value of that piece of making smart cool. And when I say making smart cool, you know, and just echo the words of my man, Mr. Keith Wright, as I often let everyone know, graduated University of Harvard, played basketball up there, but not only that, you know, went on and did his thing, and currently, if I'm not mistaken, he may still be playing somewhere overseas. I'm going to have to touch bases with Keith and find out exactly where Keith is at nowadays. But I know Keith had a little stint overseas, but a Harvard grad don't necessarily have to worry about doing a little stint overseas because things seem to work out for him in a different direction and things a little bit more positive for him. So Keith may be already out there, out and about in corporate America doing his thing. I'm going to have to touch bases with him, check with him, check with his mom, somebody to find out exactly where he's at and what's going on with him. But in the end and all, you know, that little piece, like I said, making smart cool, those are some valuable words, folks. Those are some valuable words. And if we can get our children to focus just on those words alone, I think we'll be on to something, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, just that little piece by itself adds value to our athletes' lives. On that note, what are we talking about this evening? We're going to talk about some, hopefully some good stuff, some stuff that, as always, you know, just make you think a little bit, some things that make you want to call in, join in on a conversation. And we always invite you to join in on the conversation, and that's why we do the show, just to hear your side of the story. Because, you know, I could sit and talk about my side of the story any day and all day. You know, I want to hear your side of the story. I want to learn from your experiences. I want to hear the things that brought you to this level of success with your child. Things that help you, you know, just get to a place of comfort. And when I say level of success, you know, I'm talking about that individual success. I'm not talking about, you know, you have to have reached you know, this great milestone, and, you know, you have to be raking in, you know, $100,000 or whatever. I'm talking about your own personal level of success, that comfort zone, that area in which you are living comfortably, your child is living comfortably, and everybody's doing all right. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody has to be professional athletes and bringing in, as they would like to say, the big bucks, or rolling in the Brinks trucks. I'm just simply saying everybody has reached their own personal level of success. As always, folks, I'm going to tell you, I am your host, M.H. Scott, and you're listening to the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to be on for the next hour just trying to share some information with you, just trying to help you do what you do and help you help your child reach their own personal level of success. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. That's what it's all about at the end of the day, folks. You know, because my young men have went on to do some great things in their lives, and I'm very proud of them. My youngest one is currently still in school, but I know even once he completes this next couple of years, he's going to be moving on to bigger and better things and reaching his personal level of success. Well, folks, if you get to the point where you want to call in, you can always call in at 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. We invite you to call in and share your story, share your insight, just share what little information that you have to share. Or, hey, if you've got a lot of information that you need to share, we're looking forward to hearing that as well. You know, I said our topic for today is going to be, you know, now that your child is back in school. You know, and as I think about that particular topic, And I think this is a topic that hopefully will draw some good conversation, because it's all about the conversation. It's all about the interaction. It's all about sharing your story. You know, let me put it out there like this, parents. Sharing your story with other parents help them reach their level of success. You may not have any connection to them. You may not even know them. You may not even know their child. Have never seen them before. But by them listening to our show here on the Parents Culture Parents Network, listening to our show, listening to your story, may be a major game changer in their life. Think about how beautiful that is. You have reached someone and helped them reach their personal level of success by sharing your information with them. Well, folks, like I said, we're going to be talking about now that your child's back in school, now that your athlete's back in school. You know, some of our athletes have been in for a better part of a month, or actually more than a month now, and they've actually back into their game, as they would put it, back into their craft, and the season has started, and they're off and they're doing some great things. And for those, I take my hat off, kudos, and all other types of applause to them. And some of them are getting ready for an upcoming season. Again, I take my hat off, kudos, and all other types of applause for them. Well, let's talk about something. You know, our athletes are there, and they're there for the purpose of, one, as we all know, getting that education. And that is first and foremost. at the top of the list, a key piece of why we want them to be there, to get that education at someone else's expense. Even if we still have to pay some small portion of it, they're still getting that education. Secondly, they're there to play a sport. Football, baseball, basketball, run track, hockey, soccer, whatever sport it may be. They're there to participate in a collegiate sport. Okay. And we still must provide our level of support to them while they are there. You know, for those that are stepping into the college realm for the very first time, parents, I know that this part, you know, sometimes may be a little touchy. And I talked about it on a previous show, and I hit it again, you know, where we are unable to cut, as I would say, unable to cut those apron strings. Our child's going to be all right, because that's why I stressed the point earlier on, during the recruiting period, to make sure that when your child signs up for that particular program, hey, folks, let me tell you something. And this is the line that they're giving you, you know, out there across the board, that your child is not signing up to be with this particular coach or that particular coach, but your child is signing up for that great institution. Wow. I understand that piece and that part. But let me tell you something from a very strong parent's perspective. If I don't have my own personal level of comfort, and that coach, that individual that will have influence over my child over the next few years, if I don't have that, as we put it on the grown folks' side, that warm and fuzzy, then guess what? I'm going to have some real reservations about sending my child to that particular program. I don't care what kind of accolades and everything else that school may have received, but I'm talking about the individual that will have an impact on my child's future moving forward. I'm talking about the individual that will actually see more of my child over the next few years than I will, as my child grows, shapes, develops, gets that sense of direction. That's the individual that I'm really and truly concerned with. That's the individual that I want to make sure that I'm comfortable with. And you as a parent should make sure that you're comfortable as well. Because you don't want to send your child to a place where the sole focus is just that sport. And you're coming here to give me some W's in this win column. And I can care less of what you do thereafter. Wrong. Sad to say, nah, it ain't going to happen that way. So, you want to make sure that you have some type of connection, again, to that child, to that coach, and to those on that staff. And they understand you as well as you need to understand them. That at the end of the day, it's about that child's overall well-being. Whether or not, and we all know, and we all going to say it, and we all going to admit to it, we want to see our babies on the floor. We want to see them on the field, running up and down the field, as much and as often as possible. But at the end of the day, if they're on the team and they're not getting the type of play that you anticipate them getting, okay. But as long as you're treating them right, I'm okay with it. because it's on him to work harder or her to work harder to get to the position, get to the point, get to the place where they're being noticed to say, hey, let's get them in this lineup. So, on that note, we still have to have that level of comfort in that coach and that coaching staff. Now, we all know that our children from time to time may get a little homesick and want to run home and all this old kind of stuff. My youngest currently, he's away at college. He's not playing sports. He's less than an hour away. But I'm not going to run and get him every weekend just because he calls and say, Dad, I want to come home. And he's not doing that, trust me. But even if he was, I don't think I would run and get, now I'll put it like this, I would not run and get him every weekend. And I would not allow his mom to run and get him every weekend or anyone else to run and get him every weekend. Because they develop that sense of responsibility. They develop that little sense of independence. They start to take on priorities of life, being able to budget, being able to develop a little bit of independence where I can do these things on my own. I can handle it. I can go wash my clothes. I know if I don't get up on the weekend at the right time and I miss brunch, then if I don't have any money in my pocket, guess what? I may be hungry for a minute or two. Now, should I reach out and call my mom, call my dad, call whoever? Hey, could you send me a couple dollars? Could you put a couple dollars on my card? Could you bring me something to eat? Really? No. We got to make sure that they understand if it's time to get up, they get up. If it's time for them to get up, get out, and go get them something to eat, it may be a little cold outside. But I'm quite sure you outfitted them with proper clothing so that they can stay warm. Maybe a little wet outside. But again, I'm quite sure they may have the proper clothing to make it over there, do what they have to do. It may be cold and wet. We may have some snow out there. If it ain't a major storm going on where they are told to buckle down and stay safe, then they need to get up and get on over there to the cafeteria and get their victuals. Yeah, I said it, victuals. Get their food. Get that substance to the body. Make sure they can sustain. Because that next meal may not come around for a few hours. And if they ain't got the cooler and the chest and the refrigerator and all that other things in their room, or if they do and it's empty, then guess what? They'll be hungry. But let me tell you this, parents, and you know this is nothing but real talk. They're only going to be hungry a couple times before they figure it out and get it together, decide to get up and go get that food. I don't care if they get up there and go get just a bag of fruit. They're going to eat what's going to take them to sustain and maintain. And sooner or later, they'll get used to that little cafeteria food, or they'll start bringing their own seasoning or whatever they need to put on it to make it taste like it used to taste when it was at home. But we want to get them to the point of being independent. Is that coach's responsibility? Is that coach's staff responsibility? No. If they're not engaged in sporting activities, be it practice, be it games, strength and conditioning, whatever. If they're not engaged in that activity, then the coach shouldn't have to come over to the dorms and check and see if they're getting out to get them something to eat. They're going to get slugged. They're going to be sluggish and dragging when it's time to hit the floor or hit the court or hit the field. So they need to understand that nutrition is their friend. So they need to get on out there and get to it. Parents, let them grow. Let them explore and understand that this is the first part of their life where their sense of independence is going to build. Their level of confidence is going to grow. It's a must, parents. It's a must. It's a must. At the same time, we must make sure that they understand we're still there in their corner. We're still there for that support. We're still there for that guidance. But this is where they start to grow. This is where they start to grow. If you don't let them grow, if you hinder them from growing, I think in the long run, it'll only come back and backfire on you. Because the next thing you know, once they finish school, guess where they'll be? They'll be back in your house. Be back in your house. And not to say that our intent or our plan or our goal, mission, whatever, is to kick them out of the house. No. Our intent, plan, goal, and all that, hopefully to some degree, is to build productive citizens within our community where they become independent enough to sustain their own at their own personal level of success. I think I put that rather eloquently, and don't ask me to say it again because I don't know exactly what I said, but I spit it out, and I think it's enough to say, you got a point there. But they're out there and they're playing the game. They're enjoying themselves and they're having fun. This is the time where they start to build that bond with their teammates. If they're not already in season, start building that bond now. So when it's time to hit the floor, hit the court, hit the field, that chemistry is already there. Not the time to stay isolated. Not the time to stay cooped up in your room. There are so many other programs that our young folks can get involved in while they're on campus that they often avoid. I'm going to really and truly work hard over the next few months, and I know it's late in the game, but I'm going to really and truly work hard over the next few months, and I want to do this before the next semester starts. I want to do this before this semester actually comes to an end so that parents of those first-year students, those freshmen, those ones that just hit the campus for the very first time, and all other parents, can hear firsthand from someone at a university level, part of the university staff, can hear firsthand some of the different activities and functions that they look forward to our students becoming a part of, the different clubs, organizations, groups, different events that they put on just for the sole purpose of entertaining and making sure that our children have something to do during this first initial time period away from home, or even if they're, you know, this is their second or third year. But they have something to do. So their something to do isn't necessarily always out there in the street or always out there in the local town trying to create something. The clubs, the bars, you know, the other social activities that's going on, the smokehouses, whatever. Their level and their social activities consist of other functions and other activities that's going on campus that has been put together just for the sole purpose of helping them to socialize. help them to acclimate themselves to their surroundings, to help them to grow and bond with other classmates. You know, we're at that point where our children have been in school for a good minute or so, and quite a few of them have adjusted. But you still have quite a few that haven't adjusted, quite a few that still need that adjustment time period. They're not going to adjust, parents, if we're constantly running up and down the road, picking them up, or going to hang out down there for the weekend, or going up there to their schools or whatever, because we need to see our babies. You know I'm telling the truth. You know what I'm saying has a huge amount of value to what I'm saying. But if you think I'm not, and you think I'm saying something that has a little falsehood to it, by all means, I invite you to call in. 917-889-8095. 917-889-8095. I invite you to call in, join the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Give me your thoughts, your ideas, your comments, your suggestions, your recommendations. Hey, whatever's on your mind as far as what I'm talking about right now. If it has some information that you think has some value, hey, come on, talk to me, tell me something. You know, tell me something. Let me know what you think. Let me know if I'm saying something that has some value to it. Let me know if I'm saying something that may be true, false, or indifferent. Hey, one thing about here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network, we're open to all suggestions. We understand that every situation ain't necessarily coming through the vision that we have here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network. We understand that there are situations and there are times where we may have to look outside of our realm. All good. Reason why? Because that's how we grow. That's how we get to know what's going on. That's how we're able to come back and share that very same information with you and you. Yes, and you too. And I know you're trying to get the kitchen cleaned up right now, but I'm just saying you're included in that group as well. Dad, I know you're putting them babies in the bed. It's about time for them to settle down. They done had a long day. But keep on listening to the show. And yes, we're talking about you as well. So, our kids just returning back to school, and they're into their games. And I know, you know, there's times where we have an opportunity to get to every game, and then there's times that we have the opportunity. May not be able to make the game. We may not be able to make the game. But we still need to be able to show that support. Watch it on TV. Talk to the TV. Now, even when we watch it on TV, talk to the TV, please, parents, do not call, text, Skype, Tango, Facebook Live, whatever you want. Don't jump up there shortly after the game and try to buzz your child to say, hey, why'd you do this and why'd you do that? If you're going to do anything, parents, call and congratulate them on a good game that they played. Wasn't that game was a win, or wasn't that game was a loss? Ask them if they had fun while they was out there. Hey, ask them whether or not they did their best. Then take it, let it go from there. Now, as far as you making plays and you making calls and you coaching from the sideline on the other side of the TV screen. Please don't do that. Let's avoid that. Let's avoid that. You know, them returning back to school, they are doing that adjustment period, and that period is probably settling down now. But, you know, in addition to that, it was that adjustment period of new classmates, folks that you hadn't had a chance to interact with over the last couple of years, a new roommate if they're staying right there in the dorm. You know, new people that you have to interact with in their classes, professors. You got all these new things that's coming at you. You know, some of them may have heard something about this professor, or some of them may have heard, you know, about that professor. Okay, but at the end of the day, they learn how to adjust, adapt to the situation, and keep it at home moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. You know, some of them, sad to say, some of them may have even went through a process where you have a new coaching staff. And I've experienced that firsthand. And let me share with you my thoughts on that. Again, it is vitally important for me, and I had to do it, to get up there and immediately meet the new coaching staff. And I needed to meet the new coaching staff to set the tone. This one here belongs to me. This one here, I expect him to be treated the same way he will treat you. This one here is my world. So if you don't want to see me up here with my face all squeezed up and I'm about to blow a blood vessel, they ain't moving on a one happy frequency. You know, that's very calmly put it. But you know what I mean, folks. We want to make sure that if the athlete has changed, you know, situations, and they're in their second or third year, and the coaching staff has changed, does that necessarily mean that we have to jump up and try to transfer out? No, that doesn't necessarily mean that. Now, if you find that's not going to be a very conducive situation for your child, then that may have to be your option. But if you find out that, okay, your child is really settled. Now, if your child's in their third year or going to their third year or just has started their third year, I'm going to be honest with you, I wouldn't recommend it. But everybody has their own thing that they need to do, their own personal reasons. But let that reason come from whatever your son or your daughter is thinking. Because they may have have maneuvered to the point of they are well into the philosophy of the school and realize that, hey, okay, this coaching change is not going to make or break me. So in the end, they may really feel comfortable at that school, and especially if they're doing great academically at that point, hey, we just keep it moving. We just keep it moving. And that would be the time that we really have to throw in our support as parents, as always. The way it is, parents. Just the way it is. Again, you can reach us here on the Parents Code of Parents Network at 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you, folks. We'd love to just see what's on your mind and, you know, what could we do here on the Parents Code of Parents Network to help your world a much better world. to help your world become a much better world. Because it's not about us, not solely about us. It's more about what's going on in your world, how we can help you. I'm going to step away from the mic for a little while, and just as always, you know, I got to provide my little infomercial, just to provide a little something for you, just to say, hey, okay, this is what we do here at the Parents Coach, the Parents Network, or this is some of the other things that you may consider in your world. All right?
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
I'm passionate about sports, and I think youth sports has so much that we can give to our kids, all those life lessons. Parents have the best intentions, even when they sort of go berserk on the sideline. We all saw that video of the hockey dad who was upset about the rough play on the ice. And with all good intentions, he went down to confront the coach, and it turned out disastrously.
Get the wheels on the puck!
Usually when we go berserk on the sidelines as a coach or as a parent, it's all about winning. And yet, if you ask parents to list what they want for their kids, winning doesn't come up high on the list at all. They want them to learn hard work, determination, perseverance, how to deal with defeat. And all those are learned, win or lose. One of the things I'll do is I'll actually hand out pieces of paper and give my parents and say, hey, just make sure you don't have your own kid's name on this piece of paper. I want you to look at that child today and find two good things he does in today's game. So what I've done is I've given him the role of a coach for a day. Don't try to get into that post-game analysis so quickly. Let's just say he missed the winning play, whistle blows, he plops into the seat next to you on the ride home. What do you say to him? And sometimes we just say, you know what? Say nothing. Just go to Wendy's and get the Frosty, because that's really what they want. Let's say you had to miss a game. How many times have you been on a business trip or whatever and you missed your game and you call your little son or daughter and say, hey, Matthew, that's my son's name, how'd you do today? What if Matt had his worst game of the year? You've just put all the pressure on Matt. How did you do today? How about a different question? Hey, Matt, who made a great play on your team today? You've got him talking about his teammates, which is one of our goals, to get him to be team players, all because of just the way I asked the question. It all comes down to what's your goal as a parent. It can't be the college scholarship or winning or the record. If your goal truly is the life lessons, that's going to occur through the good and the bad.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, folks, we're back. We're back, and I'm hoping that we're able to share some information or you heard something that caught your attention. Definitely some information that can just make you, think about what's going on out there, what's going on out there. Again, I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and we're here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And as always, we're hopefully going to be able to share some information with you and just update you on some things, you know, some things that add a little volume to your life. And not only just a little volume, a little value, should I say. Because that's what we're here for. We're here to provide a service to you and your athlete to make sure that you understand that that's what it's all about at the end of the day. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. And if you don't understand at least that much, then we missed our mark as providers of the game. We've been talking about your athlete going back to school and your athlete making that adjustment and your athlete just getting a better understanding of their surrounding and, you know, just thinking about why they're there. Why are they there? You know, to get that education, of course, first and foremost, you know, to participate in the sport that they have been recruited to play. But at the same time, they're developing independence, they're developing a sense of responsibility, they're looking at a sense of direction and trying to figure out, okay, hey, where am I going with my life? What are some of the things I'm going to do with my life? And realizing that that time is winding down, as those years go by pretty quickly. And realizing that, hey, okay, what am I going to do at the end of this train? Am I going to get off and run back in the house, or am I going to move on to do bigger and better things in life? You know, not to dismiss any part of, the coaching staff and understanding as we as parents have to make sure that that coaching staff is there looking out for the best interest of our child. And if that's not the case, then our child may be in the wrong place, wrong situation, wrong environment. We have to do something about that to correct that. Of course, naturally, if the child is comfortable and he or she is doing what they need to do academically in the classroom, then, hey, maybe they have figured it out. Maybe they've came to a better understanding than we think. And maybe something they want to ride out. But at the end of the day, we have to be their biggest advocate. We have to be their biggest advocate. I can't say that enough, folks. I can't stress that point enough because that, to me, is the key and the heart to what we do here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network. We must be able to be our child's biggest advocate. We got the guide. We got the nurture. We got the mentor. We got to do all those things wrapped up into one. And at the same time, on top of all that, we still have to be able to parent. And that is something set aside away from all the other things that I just mentioned. But in our child going back to school, understanding that, hey, our child is back into an environment that he or she may be familiar with, if it's just their first year, are they going to go through some growing pains? They're going to go through some heartaches. They're going to go through some headaches. They're going to go through some things that they may not be are used to. They may not be accustomed to. It may not be the same way as it was when they were back at home. Okay? That's all part of life. Everything that we experience on a regular and daily basis is not something that we experience every day, all day, continuous. Things happen. Things change. Things adjust. Things go high, things come low, you know. But at the end of the day, what do we do as parents? What do we do as adults? as our children are going to be an adult at one point in time. We make the necessary adjustments and we keep on moving. Make the necessary adjustments and we keep on moving. You know, for those moms out there, you know, have a young men, they're out there, they're playing the sports, they're going to run into girls. You know, that's a real conversation for us, a very realistic conversation for us. Again, if you've already had that talk with them, Dad, if you've already had that talk with them, then they should be all right. They should be all right. Same thing with our young ladies. They're going to run into some boys out there. Or, you know, they may run into, get into a relationship. And, you know, again, they must really and truly understand that you're there for your education. All these other little side girl things can happen at some point in time later on in your life. Right now, please go ahead and get your education. And don't allow that situation to disrupt you from getting your education and competing in your sport, which you're also there for as well. You know, being in some of these environments and parents, I really and truly, like to stress the point of, they really, 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 really need our support when, for whatever reason, our child has chosen to go to a school that's a great distance, a huge distance away from home. And when they're away from home like that and we can't get to them on a regular basis, we need to figure something out. That's why I ask you parents, reach out to me here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. I'm in touch with a number of organizations out there that spread out throughout the country. Not only we here at the Parents Coach Parents Network have our tentacles and arms and ears and everything else, and just about every state across the United States, but we also have affiliates and other organizations that we are associated with that also have individuals that spread out throughout the United States. So when I talk about our network, I'm talking about a real valuable network, a vital operational network that can reach our kids at any school in any state across the United States. I'm talking about as far as from the state of Washington down to the southern keys of Florida. I'm talking about from the basin of San Diego County all the way up to the tip of Vermont and Maine, and all points there in between, Hawaii and Alaska as well. So therefore, when we need to reach out to you, we can reach out to you. But we want to make sure that, you know, mothers of athletes, and I take my hats off to those ladies, mothers of athletes have came up with, the program that they have called, Moms on the Ground, I think it's called. And I apologize, ladies, if you're listening and I'm stating the wrong name. But what it is a situation where you have a surrogate family out at or in the vicinity of your child's institution, where in the event that your child needs a good hot meal, he or she can connect with this family after, of course, you have already connected with the family and be able to go on and move on from there. And I would do something like that when you have the opportunity to attend the very first game and you connect with a family that's in that area. And you, again, I stress the point, folks, really have to be able to connect with a family that you really and truly will trust. You know, sometimes the coaches have various parents that's connected to the team, alumni that live there in the area, you know, that's connected to the team, and, you know, they may serve dinners, they It may bring the boys out or bring the team out to the house to do various activities and events, all well, fine and dandy and real cool. You know, but again, you know, you may have someone else in that area, or you may know of someone that has someone in that area. And if they are an affiliate or associated with the Parents Coach Parents Network, please understand that we will, by all means, check into it. Make sure that we are connecting you with someone of real high quality and value to make sure that our athletes are getting the best out of every situation. And our children, should I say, not necessarily athletes, our children are getting the best out of every situation. You know, that's important to us, and that's something that we really and truly will promote and push moving forward. Again, talking about you know, our child being away from home, whether or not it's in their first year, second year, third year, wrapping it up, going into the fourth year. You know, there's some adjustments that they will be making and some adjustments that we will be making, because you got to understand this whole recruiting process and this whole athletics and playing at these institutions across the country, in various parts of the country. It's not only an adjustment for the athlete, but it's an adjustment for us at home as well. You know, the whole family is impacted by that one decision that your child may have made. Because, you know, think about it. From the standpoint of your child's no longer there in the house on a regular basis. So everybody else in the house has to adjust to not seeing this person regularly, you know. And that doesn't mean, okay, well, fine, hey, they don't see you regularly, so I need to go pick them up regularly. No, we're not saying that either. We're just simply saying that that is an adjustment that everyone in the household will make and have to make and be able to grow and move on from there to make sure that, you know, not only that child's getting the best out of the situation, but everyone is adjusting and getting the best out of the situation. So it is a family adjustment in any situation where our kids have went on to various institutions around the country and different parts of the country, different parts of the state, and stuff like that. Secondly, you know, like I said, we talked about the adjustments and things that they make there on the campus, you know, having to deal with different professors for the very first time. You know, it's not like having to deal with your high school teacher, whereas your high school teacher, things didn't go right. Okay, you know, mom is up there or dad's up there at the school the very next day and, you know, setting up a parents-teacher conference and the whole work. No, at this point, our young men and women are at that point in their life where they will have to sit down and have that conversation with that professor. If they don't know how to properly approach that, then we can offer some suggestions, some advice. We can, you know, bring the coaches into the situation, because they should be, and this is where we have to make sure we hold them accountable. They should be interested enough to inject themselves into the situation, because it is in the best interest of our child and their athlete. So therefore, when you have a situation where, you know, our child has to sit down with their professor or think that something's gone wrong in the classroom or whatever, hey, coach, along with us, can be able to sit down and help the child work through that situation and get a positive result coming out on the other end. You know, child being able to adjust to the new environment, a roommate, may have never had a roommate in his or her entire life prior to going to school. Now you're in the room with someone every night. You can't sleep out in the hallway. You can't walk around campus during the 8 hours that most people are out there sleeping. So you're going to have to be able to adjust. And your child's going to have to be able to adjust. And I say you're going to have to be able to adjust. You're going to have to be able to adjust to know that your child's going to be okay and your child's going to be able to handle themselves and not be influenced by that person that there's room that is now their roommate. And at the same time, and when I say not be influenced, not to say that the roommate is going to do anything negative or whatever. Again, that's all part of our initial, visit down there at the campus and our initial interaction with, everybody that we come in contact with and they understanding that, hey, okay, that we value our child's experience. Oh, excuse me. Wow. Wow. Sound like I'm getting a little sleepy there. But we value our child's experience, and we want to make sure that every situation is a positive situation for our athlete. Again, I talked a little bit about, the coach being that type of coach that, well, before I even got to that, but I talked a little about, hey, what happens if the coaching staff changes? Again, child making that adjustment. Or if it's a situation where it's not going to be in the best interest of the child, then as a last resort, folks, I would say, hey, do the transfer thing. But if your child has already, gotten used to the system, and when I say system, that means the academic system, and they're doing pretty good academically, they want to just leave them in place. If that new coach coming in is making an adjustment to their playing time, but your child's still doing great academically, well, do you really want to change? Because I'm telling you, when you change, the grass may not always be greener on the other side. And if you do decide to make that change, that may not be the change that you want to do because, again, your child will now have to adjust him or herself to this new environment all over again as if he or she is now a new freshman coming in for the very first time. So that's just something to think about. Well, I hope that we have talked about something and caused you to think a little bit more about your child being in this new environment and being able to grow, being able to develop a sense of responsibility, a sense of independence, starting to focus on a sense of direction. And understanding that at the end of the day, hey, when you step away from that institution for the very last time, he or she will now be a valuable and vital part of our society, a citizen that most folks will look up to with your educational background. Someone that, hey, many folks would admire and many folks would want to emulate. Because at the end of the day, it's all about them obtaining their education. Whether or not they move on to do a professional career in sports or whether or not they move on to do a professional career in corporate America, at the end of the day, with that degree behind their name, they will be professionals. Well, folks, we've been here. We've been talking for about the last hour or so, and hopefully we've shared some things with you here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. And, as always, we're going to prepare to wind down and let you get yourself together so you can get ready for your up-and-coming work. For those of you that have been off for the weekend, and now it's back time to get back on that grind. So as always, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And we had the Parents Coach of Parents Network. We'll see you again next Sunday, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, here on the Parents Coach of Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio. Folks, you have a great evening, and enjoy your upcoming work week. Keith, take us out.
¶¶